KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
We're not mining or trolling to the personal lives of millions of innocent Americans. Our efforts are focused on links to Al-Qaeda and their known affiliates.
President Bush is on the defensive after it's revealed the National Security Agency is secretly collecting the phone call records of millions of Americans, creating the largest database in the world. Telecom companies AT&T, Verizon, Bell South were complicit in the eavesdropping and may be called before Congress. Then the Yes Men strike again, this time speaking as Halliburton representatives telling corporate executives about a new invention, a suit to protect them from global warming.
And they gave us a big challenge. In 2001, they said, we want something that's going to be able to save a human being no matter what Mother Nature throws at them. And so this is the answer. This is the Halliburton Survivor Ball.
And this Sunday is Mother's Day. We'll speak with two mothers who've lost their sons in Iraq. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The Bush administration has responded to the latest in the domestic spy scandal with near silence. At the White House, President Bush declined to address Thursday's report that the National Security Agency is creating a database of phone call records with the help of the country's largest telecom companies. The president said only that the spy program is lawful, but did not cite any constitutional or legal authority to back up his claim. At another news conference, CIA director nominee Michael Hayden, who headed the NSA at the time the spy program was implemented, said he would not discuss any specifics. He also canceled many of his meetings with senators yesterday. On Capitol Hill, Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Arlen Specter announced he would call officials from the three telecommunications companies, AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South, accused of helping the government spy on U.S. citizens. Congressmember Maurice Hinchey repeated his calls for a full investigation.
This administration has cultivated in our country a culture of fear. And they believe that by cultivating this culture of fear, they can engage in essentially whatever they want to, no matter how viciously it violates the law. And that's exactly what they are doing in this particular NSA program.
New York Congressmember Maurice Hinchey will join us in a few minutes after headlines to discuss the latest in the NSA spy scandal. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says he's confident the standoff over Iran's nuclear activities can be resolved diplomatically. Mohamed El-Baradei spoke in Amsterdam on Thursday.
I am very optimistic. I hope both sides will move away from the war of words. I hope the pitch will go down. I hope people will adopt a cool-headed approach. I hope people will make the necessary compromises. And we need compromises from both sides to ensure, on the one hand, that Iran has the right to use nuclear energy for peaceful purpose, and nobody questioned that right. But at the same time, Iran owe it to the international community to make sure that its program is exclusively for peaceful purpose. So they have work to do with the IAEA to clarify outstanding issues.
IAEA head Mohamed El-Baradei. Meanwhile, on a visit to Lebanon, MIT professor Noam Chomsky was asked about the Bush administration's row with Iran.
Regional superpower Israel is threatening to attack it. The U.S. is threatening to attack it. These threats alone are outright violations of international law, of the U.N. Charter, and Iran is in difficulty. Iran has been trying for some years to negotiate the settlement, but the U.S. just refuses.
Professor Noam Chomsky in Lebanon. In Iraq, four U.S. soldiers were killed earlier today when their tank plunged into a town and a canal in the town of Karma. Their deaths bring to 12 the number of U.S. service members who have lost their lives over the past week. In the Chagos Archipelago of the Indian Ocean, Natives of the island of Diego Garcia have won a long-term battle to return home. British forces expelled the islanders nearly 40 years ago to make way for a U.S. military base. Recent attempts to return were blocked on the grounds the U.S. needed the islands to carry out the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Some 2,000 U.S. troops remain on Diego Garcia. Olivier Barcourt, a refugee, was asked when he would return.
We will go as soon as we can.
Does that go for everyone else here?
Yeah, we will go.
We will go.
In Egypt, police staged a massive crackdown Thursday on protests organized in support of two indicted judges that have led to a campaign for judicial independence. Thousands of officers were deployed to block protests outside the courtroom and around Cairo. Scores of people were beaten and detained, including at least 20 journalists. In Nigeria, U.S. oil executive was killed Wednesday in the Niger Delta. His name was Ricky Wigginton, an operations manager with Texas-based Baker Hughes. He was killed after a gunman shot him from a passing motorcycle. Police believe Hughes was deliberately targeted. In Indonesia, the government has announced it will drop corruption charges against the former dictator Suharto. Political figures have called for a full pardon due to his declining health. Suharto rose to power in the mid-60s in a U.S.-backed coup. Hundreds of thousands of people were killed under his reign. He was forced out of power in 1998 and later charged with embezzling more than $600 million. Back in the United States, a group of European lawmakers are in this country as part of their investigation into the CIA's secret prison facilities and renditions of suspects throughout their continent. But after a meeting with the State Department, Carlos Coelho, the delegation's Portuguese chair, said U.S. officials had given very little information.
They remind the European Committee, the United States of America are bound by international law, so they deny anything like making renditions to foreign countries to torture and so on. They reminded some declarations from Mrs. Rice, admitting perhaps some kind of mistakes can be happened, but it's our duty to provide. If it is true, no other errors can be made, in the future.
That was Carlos Coelho of Portugal. The Associated Press is reporting the Pentagon is examining ways to use the military to patrol the United States border with Mexico. Paul McHale, the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Homeland Security, has asked aides to draw up plans for the deployment of military resources and troops, including the National Guard. The news comes on the heels of a meeting this week between White House political strategist Karl Rove and several Republican lawmakers, where the issue was discussed. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill Thursday, lawmakers approved a measure that would allow limited deployments of military personnel to assist border officials. In Kentucky, Republican Governor Ernie Fletcher has been indicted on charges he illegally awarded political supporters with state jobs. Fletcher was charged with conspiracy, official misconduct, and violating laws against political discrimination. And President Bush's approval rating has hit another new low. According to a poll by Harris Interactive, just 29% of Americans believe the president is doing a good job. Another poll tracking views on the president and the outlook for the United States, led by the New York Times, concludes Americans have a bleaker view of the country's direction than at any time in more than two decades. Those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.